Shinches Sifhei. So we said yesterday that a Kli Shemalach to Le'Isser, you're only allowed to move L'Tzarech Kufoy or L'Tzarech Mekomoy. You cannot move it Mechama L'Tzel. Mechama L'Tzel means I'm moving the Kli to protect the Kli from the potential being stolen, damaged, etc. So Sifhei says, Yesh Matir Matal to Kli Shemalach to Le'Isser, I feel Mechama L'Tzel, I have a kicker or tinnik. If you take the kli and put a loaf of bread on top of it, or you put a child on top of it, and you carry the kli with the purpose of having, as if you're carrying the child also, so that we look at it as a subterfuge, as if you're really, your main thing is you're really carrying the kicker, and the kli is functioning to help move the kicker. The loaf of bread or the child, that's this. So it's not really called you're moving the Kli Shemalach to L'Isser, you're moving the main thing is you're moving the child. That's the idea behind this heter, which the Shulchan Aruch says it's only Yesh Matirim. Some people permit that. And Mishnah Berurah says it's if Kot M'Chavav, Ayin Kikar Atinuk, Lav Dafka Kikar. It's not only limited to a loaf of bread. Who are any notion sharkev? It's a mutter basar. Anything which is a mutter item, you can put it inside of the kli and then carry the kli. That's according to this opinion. I mean, a day is zu hidas a rush. So the Mishabur adds, this is the opinion of the rush. But you should know, harbe mirishanim called the mazet. Many rishanim argue, v'sira lahu deloy hitiru kikur v'tinuk el lemeis bovad v'taltalo ayudayim kilekamam v'simishin yinalav siv al. We're going to have later on the case where a mace is in the sun, and because of the mace is in the sun, it's going to speed up the process of the mace decomposition, and therefore that's not covered of the mace to do that. So chazal matter that you could put something on the mace and carry the mace to another area which is cooler. That was a special heter, because really your function is not to carry the kikar. Your main function is to carry the mace. B, you know, it's not even your average case of tiltum and tzad is you're physically holding A and causing B to move. Over here, you're physically holding B. You're holding the mace. You know, and you're moving the mace. You say, well, since there's the kicker on the mace, the main thing really is the kicker, not the mace. That's the sub. That's this special heter chazal made for the covered of the mace, but they didn't permit it for anything else. And that's where the So the Rosh says it applies to anything else also. But many Rishonim said that that's not true. Even though it's a Kli, you're not going to permit it. Not like the Rosh. And not only did many Rishonim argue on the Rosh, but the final decision of many Achronim is like these. The Rishonim would say it's prohibited. Not like the Shulchan Aruch, which says that it brings that it's mut. Okay. Now, this idea that the contents do not permit the kli, that's of the contents are not specifically connected to this kli. But if in the kli, which is a kli shemalach to l'isser, which is a kli which primary function is a malacha, something which is prohibited to do, so it has limitations on how you're allowed to move it. But in this kli, there is contents which belong in this kli. That's what they make sense. That's where they belong. For example, k'moy shum b'maducha. You have your mortar, and the way they used to grind shum, which is garlic, was they would put it into a mortar, and they would take the pestle and they would grind it up with the mortar and with the pestle inside of the mortar. So now, after I take the pestle out, I have this mortar, which is kli shemalach to l'isser. It's made for grinding, and I have this garlic in there, which belongs in there. That's where that makes sense. That's what the function of it is. Shashachah can bow where you grind it. We said yesterday, you have a pot. A pot is Kli Shemalach to L'Isser, it's made for cooking. But there's food in the pot. So I told you yesterday, you're allowed to move the pot, because the pot becomes secondary to the food, because that's the function of the pot, is to hold the food. Oh, what do you mean? It means that's this case. You're picking up the pot, which is Kli Shemalach to L'Isser, and you're moving it because of the food that's inside. The contents are being matter it. I just told you can't be matter the contents based on the contents. So the answer is because food belongs on the pot. Whereas a loaf of bread doesn't necessarily belong. I have this Kli Shemalach to L'Isser, I have my my saw, and I say, well, okay, we're going to use the saw as a tray to carry a loaf of bread. No, that's not. So the Rosh says it's mutter, right? Because now I'm carrying the loaf of bread with the saw. And many Rishonim say that that's not true. But if what's in there is something which belongs there, it's definitely mutter. You're allowed to move the kli together with the food. Okay.
Rev, does this mean that our definition of sarich in the last halacha changes slightly? Because we said you couldn't move darshan machta leheter. You can't just move it around for no reason. You have to have some need for it.
Yeah, but chamel, but you have to have a reason. So moving it because it's going to get damaged is also called a reason. So kli shel machta leheter is mutter for that purpose. I have my plates are outside. I left some plates outside. We had this big party outside, and I left some very expensive plates outside. So I don't think they're going to get stolen. I don't need them for Shabbos anymore. I want to move it to protect the plate, but that's okay because it's a klishma not to have to. If I want to move it just for no reason at all, I have no reason at all to move it, that I can't do. Well, plates might be different. These are plates are always moving. But something of that sort, like I have a large which is not clothing, is not food, the food items. There actually aren't so many things. Okay.
Well, we could pick this up, this klishma aftal heter, and put it into a klishma aftal iser in order to then be able to take the klishma aftal iser a chamotzah.
Right.
Okay, so then the.
Right.
Even if it's not for. Even if you don't need it for that, we're saying you're just doing it for to save the kli.
Right, that's the chiddush of the Rosh. So even though it's a kli shel matzah l'iser, so kli shel matzah l'iser, to move it to protect the kli is aser. But if I put the kikir on top, so now it's mutter. Right, that's the chiddush of the Rosh is saying, and all the Rishonim are saying, no. Why is that going to be mutter?
Today we don't
pass on the Rosh. Okay, next sif deals with the situation where you have a kli which broke. So here you had a functioning kli, which is, let's say it's kli shel matzah leheter, and now it's broken, and now it's not functioning anymore. So that should become muksa, or possibly that becomes muksa due to the fact that it's no longer functioning in its function because it's broken. So kol kelim shenish b'ro afila b'shabbos. Kli broke, even if it broke on Shabbos. If it broke before, well, it's a full sentence. The sentence doesn't make sense. You see the end of the sentence. Mutzah l'tatal shirem, you can move the broken pieces. It has to be still usable for some function, not necessarily the original function that it was before, but it has to be usable for some function. For example, you go on Shivri Areva, you had this kneading trough, a large kneading trough. It broke, so now you can't use it for that anymore. But you use it, l'chasas b'chavis, you could use it to cover over, the broken piece will now can be a cover over a barrel. V'shevei shluchas, you had a glass kli, it broke, and now you want to use it, the broken piece, l'chasas b'pipach, you put it in the cover to cover over a small little jug. But if it's not, it has no function at all, then it becomes muksa.
So it's a kneading trough?
Rave is a kneading trough. It's a big type of kli used for kneading dough in.
Noah isn't an issue here?
What?
Noah.
So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is, you could think, listen, the beginning of Shabbos, this kli's function was to drink out. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, it's changing to have a function to become a cover to use on top of your jug. So that's a new type of muksa which we haven't discussed until, which is the muksa called noilet. Remember, the logic behind muksa is that the heter, that muksa is something which I don't have intent to use it and move it, because I'm designated for purpose X. So noilet, something which it only became created as such on Shabbos, sort of meets the criteria of muksa almost automatically. In the beginning of Shabbos, when you define the status of the item, that's not what it was. So now I had no intention to use my glass as a covering over the top of the jug. Now in the middle of Shabbos, I'm changing its function. So that should be a din of noilot. It's changing its function on the middle of Shabbos, and therefore it should become muksa. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no. See, if it broke before Shabbos, and I redesignated it before Shabbos, so That's less of a chiddush, so that's not muksa. So, but even if it broke on Shabbos, where the courage changing, so the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that we don't pass on the Nailud is not usur. Nailud, we pass it by Shabbos at least. There's no din of Nailud. Now, that's a semi true statement, because what's called Nailud Gummer is a problem. It means the cloud wasn't in existence. But over here, it was in existence, it just changed. That we hold is not muksa. So it's changing from having function A to function B, that's not a problem in muksa. But if it changed from function A to no function at all, so then it's like a piece of mud. It's like dirt now. Dirt is muksa, because it has no function. It's not a kli anymore. So that's going to be muksa.
And we call that nola, when it goes from no function to no function, that's called just...
Because it's no, now it's a lump of clay. Now, what about if... This is all dealing with the heter of muksa. What about the potential for danger? If it's broken, a place where it's, somebody might get, you know, trip on it, cut themselves on it, etc. Or there's little children around which are can hurt themselves on it. You have a glass kli which broke on the table. Or broken a place where people walk. Then you're allowed to override the issue of muksa and move them away in order to make nobody should get hurt. However, the Bir Lacha does say if you can move it in a way where it's not like we spoke of indirect movements, so that would be preferred over moving it with your hands. But if you don't have it, the only way you can get it away safely is with your hands, you'd be allowed to do that.
That applies for all muksa, even chesed and kiss?
Yes.
And moving it with a broom does not count as not your that's your hands, right?
Well, actually, that's a good question. That's called tiltum in etzad, the start of rosa, which is still better than direct tiltum. I'm moving it with the broom, which is a separate item, so that's not called direct, but I'm doing it for the muksa item, to move it, right, which would normally be osir, but so we're not to that for the purpose of, because of the danger, that's still better than moving it directly with your hand. Okay. Now the yes, the Simishabru. Vachav Zion. So it broke on Shabbos. So what does he mean to say? Rotzalarmi means to say. Vilarminan, don't say. Kiev in the Miesmol from yesterday means when Shabbos started, Klizu Lav Lahai Malachakoi. This Kli was not being used for covering jugs, it was used for to drink from. So Havale Noilat, so it should be considered Noilat, it should be Yasser. So we say that we don't say that. Because since it was here, so that's called, it's not a Noilat Gomer, and it's Mut. So you're allowed to move the Tavla Shirem, you're allowed to move the broken pieces, as long as they still have a function. Shiver Kelim Hemichelik Hashem Shiver Muksa. Remember we said that there's different types of Muksa. Mishabura gave an introduction, there's four types of Muksa. And the second type of Muksa, the first one was called Chasar Kis, the second one was called Muksa Machmas Gufa. That it has no function. So if it breaks and it has no function, it becomes muksa. Mishum the chishanishvru, when it once it breaks, damil tzaras, it's like little pebbles. Having muksa machmas gufa, it's muksa because it has no function. Ella. Now the mishum is going to say, listen, you know, theoretically, I could take a little stone and use it to cover the hole at the top of my jug also. So why is it called muksa? If you tell me jug covering is called non-muksa, like you're saying over here, so taking the little rack and putting it on top of my jug should make me not, not muksa. So why are these little racks muksa? He says, no. Kimon shabo mi kli. Oh, here it started out as a kli. And then it broke, but it still has a function. So then we say that over here, the issue here is it has to lose its status of a kli. That's harder than to get the status of a kli to start with. So the rack, which I can theoretically use to cover my jug, since that's not what I'm using it for, and haven't designated for that purpose, it's not considered a kli, it's a rock. But if it was a kli already, and now it breaks, and I could theoretically use it for this function, that's still called a kli. As long as it still has a use, it's still a kli. It's here to cover something. Mashenkim tsuraris, davol pisha rim lechasus, even though you could use tsuraris, little rocks, to cover something, lav monahim, they're not a kli, kivur l'mesif shachazet. Like we'll see in the next set. Now, this is true even though I don't have a jug. Okay, because it is something which has a function. Right? So that's still called.
I mean, can you say anything as a function then? I have a new paperweight now, you know.
Theoretically, if you would use a broken piece of glass or a paperweight, and this is something people would do, just you don't have one.
Uh-huh.
It can't be. It has to be theoretical in the sense that I don't might have one, but it has to be that this was a normal thing to do. I can't make up a...
Okay.
Right.
It's typical to use an iPod sometimes as a paperweight.
Okay, but that's a klishim. That's the issue from that's yesterday's issue. Klishim latel lisser. What's called chesor and kiss, and what's called klishim latel lisser? When do you say, you know, I'm really going to be macro, not using anything else? It's a separate issue. But let's say the moshul, I have something taka, which, you know, nowadays, you know, we throw things out very easily, and you know it breaks, and I tear open a bag. So that bag is not muksa. You know, yeah, well, theoretically, if you know, really were very, the person has no money, they would take this torn bag and they would reuse it to wrap up something else to be able to put in the fridge to cover the leftovers. You know, they would use the broken, torn bag of the bread bag. We don't do that. We throw bags out. So, you know, so once we tear that bag, it's a kli which is nishbur, it doesn't have its function anymore, and we don't have any other function for it. So then it would talk to me mukhsa. So
people don't think about that issue when they rip open bags.
Right.
They think that they're getting away from the malacha problem by ripping open the bag.
Yeah, they're getting away from the malacha problem but they have a mukhsa problem now with the bag. Yeah. What?
That's me. So when they can still throw it away though.
Well, if they have it in their hand, they can throw it away.
Because once you have something in your hand, you can
right.
But you can't set it down then. Unless you put it on your table and you want to figure your table out for later.
Well,
Matzah Skufa. I mean, Matzah Smaka.
But it's not. There's no Hetzer Makom over here because it now becomes totally mooks. It's like a piece of dirt now.
Yeah. It's Matzah Skufa.
The only Hetzer you would have if it's Graf Sharei. If it's so meis to you, it's very hard. A bag doesn't make you so meis.
So we're talking about the empty potato chip bag that you ate on Shabbos and the bag sitting there empty.
Empty potato chip bag, I'm not sure is such a problem because you might, you know, if you tear it open like, you know, if you tear it open like Menschlaf, you know, right? But the guy who rips the thing, you know, you have this like non-functioning, right? So...
Because you don't want to create it.
Even though theoretically... You know, again, yeah, theoretically, you know, there is this piece of plastic here, which if I'm really desperate, I can take my piece of chicken, which is left over, and I can wrap it up and stick it in the fridge, but I'm not going to do that. Nobody does that, you know. I mean, maybe in Biafra they do that. Maybe in America they don't do it, you know. So that's not cool. That's going to be mooks. But welcome to Holchin, a place where people are walking, in his house or in the street, so it applies in both cases. So you want to move it, shall use kubahet. Aval imahush shalcheris. That's in its glass. Cheris is also the fenoizim de'ein motzi l'kolkach hezik. They're not as dangerous as glass. So they don't cause the damage usually. So that would not be mutter. That would be kashu deras aleim mishavim. When you step in, you break it. Stepping is mutter. The darvish and miskavanah. That's not your goal. But dafkel fenoizim yadayim is also. Here the prohibition is only to move it with your hands. You can kick it with your feet. Like we had before, Mishnah Berurah holds that you're allowed to move muksa with your body, with your feet, etc., without any problem at all. So I can kick it. I can kick it to the side, but I could not. One man of cheres I couldn't pick up.
We say that even
muksa machmas kufa. These are muksa, according to Mishra, muksa machmas kufa.
So sweeping too, we would say you'd be able to.
No. Sweeping is tilted, I mean, it's not tilted begufa. Now, there is a hat to, we'll get let, you know, meanwhile, don't do anything. But until we get there, you know, the showers in there. There is a hat later on, Chazal did recognize there's a need for a person to have a clean house. So Chazal gave certain kulas when it comes to cleaning up the house. with sweeping, etc., which theoretically, once it's on the floor, these items are considered muksa. So it should be a problem. Chazal did create certain heterim. We'll see later on what those are. You know, but because it was special hetzer Chazal made to allow us to create a way to clean up the house. Read women. Okay. Zion. Chatzitzos keres shenishbar b'chol mikli. A piece of keres broke off of something else on the weekday. Real chasis b'chli. And it has a function. It can be used to cover something. So like we said, you can move it even though right around over here no, but there's no keli which is needed for that purpose, but since it is a purpose which you could use it for and people would use it for if they would have such a thing, so it's mut. Now this halacha is really the same halacha we had before. Even breaks on Shabbos would be the same thing so far. You're allowed to move it. Even break on Shabbos you're allowed to move it. But the reason why the Shulchan Aruch discusses if it broke before Shabbos is the second half. I mean, Mizrokah la'ashba, he threw it out before Shabbos. Miboydun. Also the Tatala. You can't change your mind and move it on Shabbos. Kim Shabbat le'miyos odkli. And that halacha is different. That halacha is different if it was on Shabbos. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was a kli. And it breaks on Shabbos. You throw it out on Shabbos, and you're trying to change your mind and take it back out of the garbage. That's mutter.
You can't be involved with a kli on Shabbos?
Because since the beginning of Shabbos, it was defined as a kli. It doesn't lose its status of a kli on the Shabbos. So while it's in the garbage, it's muksa. But you want to change your mind, it's not muksa. But if it was before Shabbos, already designated as a non-kli, because you threw it into the garbage. So then when Shabbos started, it was a non-kli. So you can't, then it remains a non-kli. That's why the Shulchan Aruch discussed the case of before Shabbos was to discuss this second point, what happens if you throw it out. Okay, now something the Rambam. The Hagova, feel the chazal ani. Even though an ani would use this thing, you know, my next door neighbor is a very poor guy, he's ready to scavenge out of my garbage and take it and use it. But that doesn't help. Hol viksu habayilim shalehem. But the owner is the one who defines the kli, and the owner threw it out. Al b'shehem ashirim, even though the owner is a rich person, that's why he threw it out. And you say, yeah, rich people threw it out, but poor people still a kli. Yeah, but the owner is a rich person, so that's it's not a kli anymore. The muksal asher, habi muksalani, kimushis bar b'sefesim. Something which is owned by an usher, and he's the one who decides that it's muksa, remains muksa for everybody else also. Interesting twist of that idea of the ownership, mushal. There's a law that we pass it before you now to read a newspaper on Shabbos. I'm not getting involved in what people do. People don't do it. That's Mishabur passes. The person said, what about the people who don't listen to that law and read the newspaper on Shabbos? Is there according to Mishabur, the newspaper is muks. So you can't read it on Shabbos, so it's muks.
Is this for the delivered on Shabbos or any newspaper?
That is it. there's a special hetzer for Hamadiyah. Yeah,
it's a magazine.
Right. Something which its main function is news, business, etc., is Muksan Shabbos. It's because its main function is it's Torah Hidrotis, which Chazal, it goes into this Xerius or Hidrotis. Many people are not mocked on that. So the price goes like this. See, if you have a guy who the owner is Machben, and I read newspapers. So I come to this house, that newspaper is Muksa. I read a newspaper, but the owner decided it's Muksa. What about vice versa? The owner is Makel on it, and he reads newspapers. So for him, it's not Muksa, because he's going to move it. He has Das to read this thing on Shabbos. So it's not Muksa, even though for me, I don't read newspapers. So the car shouldn't be able to move that. He said, you know, get out, move that to the side. No, it's not Muksa.
That's assuming he can do that, though.
No.
That's assuming he can make it not muksa.
So there's a chiddush over here, since for the owner's being noyig, in that case, I don't know why, there's a reason why, in some cases of klisha not to listen, you can't do that. But in this case, the person hold, we'll see why later on, why that's so. But, you know, so we do define it based on the owner.
So you're like his shliach, if he tells you to move it?
No, it's not muksa. I can't read it.
It's muksa for you.
No, it's not.
Das to
because muks is defined. That's the thing. The chiddush over here is that muks is defined by the owner. That's what she's saying. So even though the ani says, "Hey, you know, for me, this is like, you know, this is like everything. This looks exactly like everything else I have in my house. this is my knife." But for the owner, it's not a knife anymore. He threw it out. It's not a knife anymore. For the owner, it's, you know, right. So it's muks. Now. This first halacha we said that the chetiras cheres that broke, it's, since you can still use it to cover something, it's not moksa. That's only because it came from a kli. Had no shaychas to being a kli at all. You thought it was a yeshivish word shaychas. There you see. It's a shulchan aruch. Yeah. You have the cases of your the pebbles, small rocks, or whatever, large rocks. Abishalrim lechas behem kli. You could cover a kli with it. Doesn't help. Also the taltalom. It's only a hetar by chetichas cheres because it came from a kli. Cholav she'en a kli klau, and once it's not a kli, also the taltaloy afil letzar gufoy koshken letzar makam. Once it's not a kli, you can't move it. Okay. So to mishaburu. Chetichas cheres lamen al. See, clarifying 2 points from the previous sif. Echad, the masha nisker shom the sagi b'mashia hashever roy lechasis bo. That which it help, since you can cover something, it's, therefore it's not moksa. Mahane filu malkam shein mitzuyim kli lechasis bo. Even though there's no kalim around. Now he gives another example. The hanel b'karmelis of Rishus Rabin. Right now, this kli breaks in Rishus Rabin. I was sitting in Rishus Rabin, it breaks. I want to pick it up now to use it for to take the mud off my shoe. It's muks. Well, no, it's not, because I can use it to cover a kli. What kli? I can't carry it inside. It's a rab. So it's impossible for me to use this item on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. Since it is it's theoretically usable, it's still considered a kli. I want to pick it up there, Rishad Rab, and take off some dirt, take off some mud. It's mut. The time of Kiman, the Ika Taurus Kli Adayin Al Hashever B'Chotzer. Since when it's in the Chotzer, it's still considered a Kli. Kamashas Rabim Ein Shem Muksala. You can't give it the Muksa because it's a function of Kli. So that's the first point. It does not have to need to be. It has to be theoretically usable, not practically usable. That's enough to make it dimative. Shenis Dim Zroka La Hashman B'Adayin. If you threw it out, Shum Shem Muksala also the Tata. But once you threw it out, you threw it out. It loses the status of a kli. Shnishma b'chol. So instead of breaks on weekdays, you can use it on Shabbos. Move it on Shabbos. So now the truth is that halacha, who are then the shnishma b'shabbos? If it breaks on Shabbos, also you can move it, since it's still a kli. It's still functioning.
Hey, Rabbi, if it's a time when it's talking about Rishus HaRabim, you can't move it. You can because of Hatzah, no?
I can't move it more than Dalai Lama's. I can't carry it inside.
But it's not
Motzah. So theoretically, there's no jug there to cover. Right, but since theoretically it could be used to cover a jug, and that's something which people would do, so it's not mux. Kamusha Kosim Sivvav, even based on Shabbos, it's still not mux. So why did the Shulchan Aruch discuss a case where it broke on a weekday? Yishum Sefer, because he wants to discuss the Sefer. The Zvaka La'ashra, you throw it out, you threw it out before Shabbos, there's the difference. If it breaks before Shabbos, you throw it out before Shabbos, that's it. It's done with. The Mizraka B'Shabbos, if it broke before Shabbos or on Shabbos, and you throw it out on Shabbos, Shara the Taltalah, you're able to now take it out. Fil Kishanish Barah Mibajayim, even if it broke before Shabbos. Fachanadin Linyan Shiori Machselis, Pesif Yudbeiz, we have a piece of cloth which broke down to smaller than usual size, but the same halacha, that you throw it out before Shabbos, it loses the status of a kli. If you throw it out on Shabbos, it doesn't lose that. Kimish ben Shmoshes Vayidayin Al Shavuot Teres Kli. It was considered a kli beginning of Shabbos. It remains a kli. Okay.
When it says Teres Kli, is it just referring to our understanding of Teres Kli here in what we've learned at this point, or is there a certain different category Teres Kli then?
No, it's only term. It has a function. So the moshul, I mean, this, the applications of this, So the Rebbe marriage, the block that still has the tshuva, where the first came out with paper towels. Paper towels considered a kli or not? Because you never like machlas gufa. He also considered a kli. So you take the towel, you dry it, use your hands, throw it to the garbage. You miss. You like pick it up from the garbage. Smokes it, right? But it doesn't lose the status of a kli in the middle of Shabbos. Right? So as long as theoretically it's still some function to it, right? So the fact that I threw it out doesn't take away the status of a kli.
What about if it was right before Shabbos, you leave for shul, wash your hands, throw it out, and miss, come back?
So you probably have, well, see, if it's still theoretically, there's enough space there to dry your hands again, maybe it's not considered moksa, but if
you're
right.
In your mind, you already discounted it.
I don't know, maybe it should be moksa, I guess. Not just like throwing it out. Make sure you don't miss before Shabbos. Okay. Shum the Asa came, the Hanukkah came with the Mikara Hoysa Kligum, where it came from a Kli, a dying terrorist Kli, Allah, Kol Shainer, he real Shumalacha. So we get the same idea. Once it starts being a Kli, to lose the status of a Kli, it has to become totally non functional. Shemer Shaykhus Kli. So the Meshachonar gave, but we had no Shaykhus of Kli at all, pebbles, rocks, Kigarin Ashashash Al Barzel, you had pieces of metal, you know, which had not been shaped into Kli yet, the Tevel, you had your grain before it had been. Been tithed, became bakas, which means it's a piece of wood. Also, tata filat sar gufa. You can't move it, even though you want to use it. For example, makam delis briach the delis. You want to put it as like a behind the door to hold the door to lock the door. If you want to support, you're sitting on a piece of wood. You want to give some support with this piece of wood. You can't do that. The only way you can be matter that you can allow you to use it is before Shabbos. You would do some action to change it to indicate that you're going to use it on Shabbos. You have two options. Either you could designate it from now on, it's not a piece of wood, this is a part of my chair. Seemingly you didn't do any action, but since it's a permanent designation, it becomes part of the kli. Or even if it's not a permanent designation, but if you did some action to it to define it and change it, that would also be matter. We'll talk about that more later on. Commercial causes the commandments if you have base. For Rabbi Nishalom, that people are not careful with this point. Psila Nikres Kli, the wick is considered a Kli because the wick allows you to draw liquid and burn. It has a function. Therefore, Psila Nikres Kli, it was lit on this Shabbos, beginning of Shabbos, it was totally muksa. You can't do anything with it. So even if the fire goes out, that wick is totally muksa. You didn't light it this week. You lit it last week. This week you didn't use it. So now you have a used wick. So it should be muksa. It has no function. That's not true. You can still use it again. We said that idea before, that if we get a Shabbos, it was burning, there's a fire in it, even though the fire goes out, it remains muksa. But it was burning, it wasn't burning the Shabbos. It was burning last Shabbos, I bechol during the week. It's still a kli. You can move it. If it's in your way, you can move it. I don't know what the tzara gufa would be over there, how to use it for your personal usage, but you could theoretically use it. Avashiri psila. If you can't use it anymore, you're going to just throw it out. You can't use it anymore as a wick. It's too small, etc. Then it becomes like a rock that has no function. A candle. Our wax candles. Shabbos wax. Chalev was tallow.
T-A-L-L-O-W.
Chalev in Hebrew. I know chalev is more than, it means not a fat. Chalev is a type of fat. Filo nitachom kvar b'chol, even if it was already used earlier in the weekdays, b'shabbos or last Shabbos, kol she'adayin ruy lehadloka, make a kli shemolat the lizer. It's a kli, it has a function. Its function is to burn. So that's called kli shemolat the lizer. And therefore, if I would, in this Shabbos it was not lit, I can use it. If I need the spot where the candle is, I can move the candle. Mikan Margulim and Puma the Inchi the Mutta Talto Ner Sholim Shalchela Bashaiva Kreshla Tiposit her there. You're allowed to move it to save the candles. Or Lindalani Hudi Shiyal the candle out for give it to a guy who wants you need some candles. People made that mistake and they extrapolated if you can move it for the Tzarech Gufo and Tzarech Mekamim, you can move it for no other no function. That's Vatoyan, and that's a mistake. You only can do it if you want to use the kli, the place of the kli. The Jew wants to use it for a function which is never mitzvah Shabbos, a permitted usage. In the case of the hammer to chop nuts. Over here, you basically it gets consumed, and it's not you. You don't use a candle for anything else, but to burn it. So that's not called klishim lata. This or you cannot move anything else. Tzarech mekamer d'aser. But my submission seems to say that that's not like that. Okay, if you run to shiva now, you can still catch the maror.